Right, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we come before you this morning. Lord, we ask you to give us wisdom and understanding to the times that we are living in, to your will in our lives. Give us the strength to go out and do what is right in your sight. And Lord, I pray this morning that you open our eyes, that you help us to understand. And in doing so, Lord, that you give us the ability to know that the race is worthwhile, that to be a Christian is the only thing to do, and to witness is what we must do. And so, Father, we commit this morning to you. We ask you to bless us in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I've ministered before in the book of 1 Samuel, in the book of Job. And I suddenly come to a place where I realize that we have to do the book of Revelation. The other books were easy compared to this. The more I started reading, the more I realized how many different viewpoints there are. There are those that believe in a post-trib rapture, mid-trib rapture, pre-trib rapture. There's some that don't even believe in a rapture. So we will look at this book. I don't claim to have the perfect knowledge, and I'm sure most of you know this book better than me. So we can only look at it in a consistent fashion and see what the Word of God is saying to us. And so if we were looking for a title this morning for our first part of the book of Revelation, we'd probably call it The Things Thou Hast Seen. The Things Thou Hast Seen. And the word revelation means to take the cover off, from a Greek word, apokalypsis. It is the uncovering or the unveiling of the glory of Christ and of future events. God gave this revelation or unveiling of Jesus Christ to John to show unto his servants events that he saw, the things which are, and the things which must be hereafter. And there is a veil over end time prophetic writings. And the closer we come to the end, the more we seem to understand and the more we seem to see. And you'll notice this all across the body of Christ. It's amazing to me how many times you can speak to someone on the other